Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Senate and House Intelligence Committee members are holding hearings today to ask Facebook, Twitter, and Google executives to explain how Russians were able to use social media sites to influence the 2016 U.S. election. In a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday, Senator Al Franken sounded incredulous when he asked Facebook counsel Colin Stretch how his company didn't see Russian interference.
You can't put together rubles with a political ad and go like, those two data points spell out something bad.
Senator, it's a signal we should have been alert to, and in hindsight, it's one we missed.
Okay, yeah.
Well, fake Facebook and Twitter profiles designed to try to sway elections came as no surprise to teenagers who regularly use alternate accounts, particularly on Instagram. Youth Radio asked four teens to explain.
My name is Malia Disney, and I'm 17 years old. Teens have different social media accounts for, like, a lot of reasons, one of which is that there's, like, kind of a fear that colleges will look at their social media accounts and see images of them, like, not doing exactly what teenagers should be doing. So, like, teens have two separate Instagram accounts, the Rinsta and the Finsta. Rinsta being their real Instagram, where they let anybody follow, or, like, most people follow. Your Finsta is where you let, like, very close friends follow, and they see photos of you doing things that are like, aha, I hate school, or, like, making kind of, like, inappropriate jokes, being like, haha, like, I hate my life. Seeing fake accounts on Instagram specifically isn't really, like, a major worry of mine in terms of, like, the other political issues going on right now, and it's also, at least in my experience, people who tend to, like, fall for that are on Facebook, and they tend to be more of an older generation who don't have much, like, tech literacy.
Hello, my name is Sayer Brown Valancourt, and I'm 16 years old. Yes, I've always known there are fake social personas out there because, like, my generation, we kind of grew up with this technology. It was generation before me that was fooled and misled by this. I mean, especially if you're a teenager, there's always going to be, like, your account that, like, you're allowed, quote unquote, allowed to have. And then there's the one that, you know, necessarily you may not want your parents to know.
Hi, I'm Arnav Gupta, and I'm 17 years old. I think that it might start to become even more common that teens have many accounts, mostly because a lot of the older generations, like my parents, are starting to get on Facebook and Instagram, and sometimes you don't want them to see those kinds of things because they're relatively personal to you and your friends' lives. So I think people having multiple accounts is pretty vital to keeping those two facets of life separate.
I'm Sierra Fong Horvath, and I'm 17 years old. Lack of awareness of the parallel between us and our Finstas and whatever other spam accounts we have, whether it's like Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever. There's very little connection in our minds between those and then this, like, really high risk, like, big consequence fake account stuff that's going on with Russia. Like, we don't draw that parallel, but I do see how it's there, which makes it a little comfortable because it's weird to think there's a Russian person sitting somewhere, you know, trying to influence my life. But in effect, I'm kind of doing that too with my fake account, I guess. No, it's a weird thing.
Four teens on their many lives on social media, their thoughts brought to us from Youth Radio.